Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on entire network of Akashvani at 11 this morning. Prime Minister to also virtually attend 22nd ASEAN-India Summit today. Depression over Bay of Bengal likely to intensify into cyclonic storm tomorrow, expected to make landfall as severe cyclonic storm near Kakinada on Andhra Pradesh coast on Tuesday. Kharna, the second day of Chhath Puja, being celebrated today with traditional fervour and enthusiasm. And Hansika Lamba and Sarika Malik bagged silver medals at Under-23 World Wrestling Championships in Serbia. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 127th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually attend the 22nd ASEAN-India Summit today. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said Prime Minister Modi and the ASEAN leaders will jointly review the progress in ASEAN-India relations and discuss initiatives for strengthening the comprehensive strategic partnership. It said, strengthening relationship with ASEAN is a key pillar of India's Act East policy and Indo-Pacific vision. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will represent Prime Minister Modi at the 20th East Asia Summit in Kuala Lumpur on the 27th of October. The East Asia Summit will provide an opportunity to deliberate on the challenges to peace, stability and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region and also exchange views on regional and international developments. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that Ramanathapuram, Shivaganga, Thoothukudi and Viruddhanagar districts are included under the Pradhan Mantri Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana. Interacting with the farmers at Vellore, he said that under the project, 36 schemes are being integrated to deliver comprehensive benefits to farmers. He reviewed the progress of scheme convergence with heads of the four participating Krishi Vigyan Kendras. He emphasized on natural farming practices and the National Pulses Mission, which described Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision to make the country self-reliant in pulse production. He mentioned that states such as Tamil Nadu will greatly benefit from this mission through improved varieties, advanced technology and assured marketing.
I am very pleased to meet the farmers of Tamil Nadu. Many farmers here are engaged in natural farming and are earning a profit. We are also implementing the PM Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana in those districts of Tamil Nadu where the average productivity is low or even less than the average. We have also implemented the Pulses Mission and the Oilseed Mission here. My request to the state government is that the central and state government should work together to properly implement these schemes on the ground so that the farmers can get the full benefit.
The depression over Bay of Bengal is likely to intensify into a deep depression today and a cyclonic storm tomorrow. According to India Meteorological Department or IMD, Cyclone Montha is expected to make landfall near Kakinada on Andhra Pradesh coast as a severe cyclonic storm on Tuesday evening or night. The severe cyclone is expected to bring heavy to very heavy rain in Andhra Pradesh, Odisha and West Bengal. Early forecasts suggest that North Tamil Nadu, including Chennai, may escape major impact. In Tamil Nadu, heavy rain is likely to occur in northern districts during the next 24 hours. IMD has issued an orange warning for heavy to very heavy rains in interior Tamil Nadu tomorrow. Heavy rain is likely to occur in Tiruvallur, Chennai, Ranipet, Kanchipuram, Chengalpattu, Chennai and Villupuram districts during the next 24 hours. Fishermen have been advised not to venture into the sea till the 29th of this month. Andhra Pradesh government has issued warnings and stepped up preparedness to minimize possible damage. Our Vijayawada correspondent has filed this report.
The system is likely to intensify into a cyclone and expected to cross the coast between Machilipatnam and Kalingapatnam near Kakinada by Tuesday evening or night. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected in many districts on Monday and Tuesday. The state government is taking all necessary steps to ensure public safety and minimize the impact of the cyclone. As per Chief Minister's instruction, 8 NDRF teams and 9 SDRF teams have been deployed in coastal districts. Fishermen are warned not to go out to sea and all fishing, boating and beach activities are suspended until Wednesday. Day. Officials have advised the public to stay indoors during the cyclone, avoid unnecessary travel and not to believe social media rumours. Allu Murali, Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
Cabinet Secretary Dr. T.V. Somanathan chaired a meeting of National Crisis Management Committee yesterday to review preparedness for the impending cyclone in Bay of Bengal. India Meteorological Department briefed the committee about the current status of the depression, which is likely to intensify into a severe cyclonic storm by 28th of this month and cross several states across the eastern and southern coast of the country. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. Along with the first phase of the Bihar Assembly elections, campaigning for the second phase has also gained momentum. Voting for the first phase will be held on 6th of November across 121 assembly constituencies, while the second phase will take place on 11th November in 122 constituencies. Senior leaders and star campaigners of both the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan are scheduled to address several election rallies today. A report.
JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar addressed several public meetings yesterday in support of NDA candidates. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to address an election rally in Chhapra and Muzaffarpur on 30th October. The Mahagathbandhan's Chief Ministerial Candidate Tejaswi Prasad Yadav is holding election rallies in several constituencies. After the Chhath Mahaparv, campaigning for the assembly elections is expected to gain further momentum. Meanwhile, the Janata Dal United has expelled 11 leaders, including former ministers and ex-MLAs, for contesting against NDA's official candidates as rebels. Among those expelled are former Minister Shailesh Kumar and former JDU MLAs Shyam Bahadur Singh and Sudarshan Kumar are prominent names. In another development, the Congress has appointed Avinash Pandey as the election coordinator for Bihar to oversee campaign management and strategy. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
Today is the second day of Chhath Puja, known as Kharna. On this day, devotees observe a fast from sunrise to sunset, abstaining from both food and water. The fast is broken only after making offerings to the sun god at sunset. The four-day-long Chhath Puja began with Nahai Khai yesterday. Dedicated to the worship of the sun god and his sister Chhatti Maiya, the festival emphasizes purity, gratitude and the well-being of one's family. Our Ranchi correspondent has filed this report on Chhath celebrations in Jharkhand.
The devotees will today begin a 36-hour-long fast without water after consuming the sacred Kharna Prasad after sunset. Tomorrow, Arghya will be given to the setting sun at Chhath Ghats located on various river or water bodies. On Tuesday, the devotees will offer Arghya to the rising sun, marking the conclusion of the four-day-long Chhath festival. The famous Surya temple in Ranchi has become lively ahead of the Chhath festival as Chhath Vratris offer their pujas on the ghats of Swarnarekha River here and worship the sun god. There is heavy rush of people buying fruits, earthen pots and other items used in Chhath Puja. Meanwhile, the Disaster Management Department has issued several instructions and deployed NDRF people to ensure safety during the holy festival. Shilpi, Akashwani News, Ranchi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended warm wishes to devotees across the country and around the world on the occasion of Chhath festival. In a social media post, Mr. Modi paid tribute to the unwavering devotion of all Vratis and highlighted the profound cultural significance of this four-day festival. Over 1.5 crore passengers have already travelled in trains operated so far in this festive season. Rail Ministry said in a statement that the number is expected to exceed 2.5 crores by the end of the festive period. 30 major stations in Bihar and nearby areas in Uttar Pradesh have been equipped with large holding areas to ensure smoother crowd management. The ministry said that significant investment in railway infrastructure in recent years has led to a remarkable progress. The number of special trains, which were only a few hundred earlier, has now risen to a record-breaking number. The GST Bachat Utsav kicked off on the 22nd of September as the Narendra Modi government slashed GST rates in many sectors, benefiting citizens across the country. Today, our correspondent brings a report on how the new GST rates in the healthcare sector are helping citizens.
The next generation GST reforms have provided relief to the healthcare sector by reducing costs across medicines, equipment and essential services. The tax on essential medicines, previously at 12%, has now been reduced to 5%, and 36 life-saving drugs have been fully exempted from the taxes, making treatments for chronic and severe illness more affordable. Medical devices and equipment such as gauze, bandages, diagnostic kits and thermometers now attract 5% GST instead of the previous 12%. This reduction has made diagnostic and treatment services cheaper. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Manish Kumar, a pharmacist in Delhi, said that due to the GST cut, prices of medicines have come down, providing relief to the consumers.
The reduction in GST has been very beneficial. I can say that for our medicine line, 70 to 75% of the medicines have become cheaper. This will also bring a lot of relief to the general public.
Food products, etc., have also been reduced. These reforms have reduced medical expenses, ensuring inclusive access to quality healthcare for all citizens. With Rohan and Samarth, Priya Bondal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
On to sports. India's Hansika Lamba and Sarika Malik bagged silver medals at the Under-23 World Wrestling Championships in Serbia. Hansika Lamba competed in the 53kg final but lost to Haruna Morikawa of Japan with a score of 0-4. In the 55kg category, Sarika Malik faced Ruka Natami. Sarika tried to use her strength for a push-out but was caught by the Japanese wrestler, who executed a two-pointer on the edge of the circle to take a 2-1 lead. Despite the silver medal finishes, India had an impressive overall showing at the Under-23 World Wrestling Championships. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mujtaba.
Thank you, Anuja. The Economic Times cites high-end trends this festive sales season. Driven by GST cuts, strong pent-up demand and easier financing options as purchase of premium handsets and large-screen TVs surge. The Sun Tepanier states, ECI to launch Pan-India SIR next week. Endorsing national education policy, Delhi sets uniform 6-plus rule for class 1, ending years of varying age requirements across institutions, states Hindustan Times. Center to set up 10 new institutes of creative technologies across the country to boost media digital sectors, reports the Statesman. The Indian Express notes the passing away of the incomparable humorist and humanist actor Satish Shah, who breathed life into an array of roles from TV to cinema, from Jaane Bhi Do Yaaro to Vikram Sarabhai. And finally, the Sunday Pioneer writes, Bhopal to get India's first government-run Unani Hammam, integrating traditional healing wisdom with modern wellness practices. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Saira. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on entire network of Akashvani at 11 this morning. Prime Minister to also virtually attend 22nd ASEAN India Summit today. Depression over Bay of Bengal likely to intensify into cyclonic storm tomorrow, expected to make landfall as severe cyclonic storm near Kakinada on Andhra Pradesh coast on Tuesday. Kharna, the second day of Chhath Puja being celebrated today with traditional fervour and enthusiasm. And Hansika Lamba and Sarika Malik bag silver medals at Under-23 World Wrestling Championships in Serbia. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.